Hello, good morning and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is Wednesday, the 15th of March, 10 a.m. The Ides of March, and to celebrate the Ides of March, I'm joined by Ronnie Chopra, who's a market strategist. How are you today, Ronnie?
Very good, thank you. Nice to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back. I've known you for 20 years. It feels like I just met you in the broking desks in the 90s, and here we are now. Since we've been on the show, we've had Brexit, we've had Trump, we've had the markets going to record highs. Is there anything you've been itching to tell us since you've been away?
Well, the markets, as you say, are extremely high at the moment. There seems to be overconfidence, overexuberance. I just hope that the markets take this potential rate hike, which is almost a 9,900% surety today, calmly, because last time when rates started to rise, global equity markets did come off quite sharply.
So you're expecting a tantrum of some kind, but...
Well, there's so much good news in the markets at the moment that they just seem to be so strong, and I certainly think there is a lot of overexuberance in the markets at the moment. We have the Dutch elections as well today, so, you know, if there's a surprise there, that too could be a catalyst for some kind of retracement in the markets, in the equity markets.
Okay, we'll just look at the news stories of the day. We'll go into chat a bit after that. A commentary from the Investors Chronicle, Christine Lagarde said her organisation was especially encouraged by stronger than expected economic activity in the Eurozone area, the UK and Japan, and presumably trying to take credit for it. Next up, we've got the ONS said that the addition of council tax to CPIH inflation data will ensure it remains our most comprehensive measure of consumer inflation. The annual basket review enables us to keep up to date with the latest trends. Are you a big fan of the ONS and the measure of inflation?
Not particularly.
Okay, fine. Next on the list here, we've got the economic calendar, retail sales in the US, core consumer price index in the US as well, FOMC economic projections. Obviously, the interest rate decision and accompanying statement and the press conference will be key.
So it's a big day today, obviously.
Yeah, and
economic data, and obviously the Fed decision kind of is priced in, but it's what Yellen's going to say afterwards. Whether they're going to be three or four hikes or two hikes this year. So if we get three or four hikes in the States this year, we'll definitely get hikes here then too. And what's going to happen to the property market?
Well, that's going to cheer everybody up. Do you think that Yellen's going to flag the, you know, two, three more rate hikes this year?
Well, she's going to have to be careful with her words, because also Trump is not too keen on Yellen, is he? Whether he replaces her with one of his own cronies, that also could take place. So maybe she's not going to upset the apple cart too much for fear of repercussions for her own livelihood.
Okay, well, let's go on to the next slide, which is FX sentiment powered by OANDA. And we see the trend of recent days with more people pushing into gold and silver, also into the dollar Canadian, which is near resistance. I think we're now around 136. And going rather more bearish on the euro and the Aussie dollar, clearly the euro being impacted by the impending Dutch elections there.
Obviously, gold and silver, if there are many hikes this year, that's going to be quite detrimental to the price. But conversely, if equity markets do come off quite sharply, then there's going to be that shift back into gold. And gold has fallen quite sharply, hasn't it, over the last few weeks.
Okay, let's move along to the S&P Mid-Cap 400 Index. According to the Coe report, the S&P Mid-Cap 400 Index, 50-day EMA support and the 1700 level holds. The percentage 10-week moving average indicator is unwound to neutral, and 50% of the index trades above the 10-week moving average. So uptrend still there, but only just, I would
suggest. It's starting to drift a little bit, isn't it? From the last 1750 to 1700, we're at a fairly tantalizingly close level to, you know, where it looks like it might want to drop off a bit more.
So, I mean, from your perspective, there aren't really the drivers to take equities higher from this point.
I think there's so much good news factored in already in the markets. I mean, the rally from November when Trump became president, a few weeks before him becoming president, everyone was saying, oh, if Trump comes in, the markets are going to fall 10%, 5%. Do you know what happened on the day? Fine, overnight on the futures, the Dow was down 600-700 points. When we woke up early in the morning, the futures are pretty much flat. And since then, it's just been one-way traffic on the upside. and what has changed? Just his promises. Has he delivered yet? I don't think so.
He's making America wait a little bit, just so he gets it right.
Let's
go on to the next slide. Dow Jones Industrial Average from Investors Intelligence. The Dow consolidation across the 21,000 level continues with 14-day RSI unwinding. Potential support from the 20-day exponential moving average is also nearing. The bullish percentage remains strong, indicating broad participation is still present. Upside should resume soon. So presumably that's not something you'd necessarily agree with.
What I would agree with is if he manages to get the tax rates lower, bringing corporation tax down to 15-20% would obviously be a massive boon to corporate profits in the US. And if that was the case, then yes, there is justification at where the Dow, the S&P 500 are at the moment. But it's him getting those cuts across, because that's the million-dollar question.
And do you think that's been factored in already? And then
I think a lot of that has been factored in, obviously, with the rally in the Dow from 18,000 to 21,000 in, 3 months?
Yeah.
Or four or 5 months, whatever it is now. It's incredible.
Okay, well, let's go on to the next slide, which the trade of the day for fans of Sports Direct. Their time has finally come, allegedly. Bullish triangle, breakout, major average, bottomed out, potential golden cross there by around £2.95. Objective 330, 350, and stops below 280. It's tended to be that there have been decent setups here in Sports Direct, but then Mr. Ashley tends to buy something or say something, or something happens, and it rather scuppers the rally.
Well, he's a very astute businessman. Unfortunately, seems that he's not liked so much in the city. And with something like this, Sports Direct, it's surely he should take it private. I mean, it makes a lot of money. It's on a low P/E ratio. The shares, I think, have come off from, 7-8 pounds over the last couple of years. It's an unloved stock. Take it private at 350, 400p.
Good place to work as well, apparently.
Well, I wouldn't agree with you there.
Let's go on to the next slide. Broker recommendations. Bit of fun to it's always a bit of fun looking at the brokers. Antofagasta, Deutsche Bank on a hold rating. Obviously missed the shares doubling and tripling over the last year. And then the most intriguing one of the lot, I think JP Morgan Cazenove, underweight on Antofagasta with a £4.50 target, which is their old target. Current share price, £7.96.
So where do they get these people from to write that? Underweight, £4.50. So they think it's going to halve.
It's part of it. They have a very rigorous...
And this too, JP Morgan Cazenove.
Yes, very interesting and very intriguing, I think, on that one. And then on to BP, where same broker going overweight at £5.30. Is that something you agree
with? I agree with BP. Obviously, the bid speculation last Friday was something to read about. But, you know, there's no smoke without fire. And BP, because of the weak pound at the moment, BP is currently at the same level in US dollar terms as it was in 2010. After the Deepwater Horizon incident, and Shell, Royal Dutch Shell, were interested in picking them up then. Now they're talking about ExxonMobil. I don't know if the UK authorities and Theresa May would allow BP to be taken over, but there's certainly value in BP.
It's one of the things at the moment is you've got the politicians interfering with M&A activity. They interfered with Unilever even before it started.
Yeah.
I think the Unilever chickened out. And we're not going to get any M&A if the politicians get involved. They're involved with Sky as well. But what do they know about M&A?
I think they're scared of what happened with Cadbury's a few years ago and how they promised certain things and in terms of not closing factories and creating unemployment in those particular areas, like in Birmingham. I think it's the employment issues when these large companies take over something. Obviously, there's going to be massive cost reductions and people lose their jobs. And the government obviously doesn't want that to happen.
Okay, we'll just finally look at the chart of BP. And here we've got 200-day average there at 452. Is it in the buying zone for you at the moment?
Yeah, with or without a bid, just because it is a global company. And also, BP has more US shareholders than we do in the UK. And it's surprising that the shares are so low at the moment with the added bid speculation for the company. And if they're at the same level in dollar terms as they were in 2010, I find that baffling.
Okay, and finally, you wanted to just have a quick snipe at the London property market. Foxton's always ready to come up with that one. Any views here?
Well, yeah, they had results out last week. Obviously, they were very bad. The property market in London is in a perilous state. People talk about 5%, 10% off the market in some areas. I've seen properties listed that are 20% below where they were a few years ago. And Foxton's, obviously, the shares are down sharply because profits have been reduced, but they have a strong rental arm as well. So they're getting that revenue. Fine, sales aren't good, but with the weak pound again, you will find overseas buyers coming into London at the top end, and the likes of Foxton's should be a major beneficiary. And if they're not, somebody with deep pockets may just look at them.
Ronit Chopra, market strategist, thank you very much for opening the Tip TV Finance show. Pleasure. For us today.